Tezayin to Gimel in the Ramah. Lochein yesh lizor shel lizgo teva ketana l'tekelim shizvuvim boi b'shavis. Tavib sikreshe she yitzoidu shom. Since we learned this is the Rabbanon to trap flies, if you know there's a box or chest that has flies in it, you should not fully close it. You can put something to prevent it from closing completely so the flies can come out. It's all, it's a smaller box. If it's a large box, then Ramos says that it's permitted because even if you go inside that box, you have a hard time catching it. And aside from that, the thing itself is something that doesn't have to say the right, because people don't generally trap flies for the personal use. Yesh mekim mokim shem yiftach akli lidlo misham yivrechu. Those are more lenient, and they say that even if you close the box, and when they're in the box, they're trapped, but there's no way of having them under your control, because when you open it up, they can just fly out. So that is the Yeshayimim. This applies to flies, does not apply to bees. Bees, it says in the Gemara, that you're not allowed to cover up a bee. I've trapped the bees. Flies seem to be much harder to control. So when you open up, they'll just fly away, the bees. If you cover it up, when you open it up, you can still trap them. All right, so there's a discussion that had with Patkin over here, the Bach and the Mogen Avraham are machmir, and they say that you should not close the box. Even if, when you open it up, they're going to fly out. The Taz makes it a compromise here, and he says, you don't have to search the entire chest to see if there's any flies left in it. The flies that you see, you get rid of, and what remains is a sophic, maybe there's flies in there. This is a famous concept called the sophic psikureisha la'ova, which means that it's not a situation which I'm not showing that you're doing yisr, it's just I don't know the facts. If there are flies, I'm doing yisr. If there's no flies, then I'm not doing yisr. By Yisr Darabon, we do rely on the Svarim, so here's this trapping flies. This is Darabon, this is Tzofi, there's a fly inside it, and you're allowed to close it. Siv Dalet, Posim Achatel, Sagabi Kaveris, and Vashili Chavimotin, you've had a cover up, a beehive, but you have to do it on the way that you're not have, doing with intent to trap the bees. The Galabinian Shayna Muchach Shayna Yisoydim Kihechad Elayah Psychation. Also, you can't say, I don't want to trap them in a cage. Even though you're covering it up, there's still a way of doing it, that you leave it a little bit loosely covered in a fashion that the bees, if they want to get out, they'll find a way. The person said that a net, and as he said that an animal got trapped in it, then it's a derisa. Because the act happened as he was putting out the net. But if you put out the net, and then later the animal came to it, that's still also, but it's not also a bone. Therefore, do not put out any type of traps, mice traps, rat traps, and the like, on Shabbos. If you have a concern, take care of that before Shabbos.